reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. During Jesus' time, we know that the Jewish people were known for their hospitality. They were great hosts to their guests because first they remember God always cared for their ancestors when they were with Moses, who led them to the promised land. Remember, God had provided their ancestors with manna, quail, and water. Secondly, imagine that a person who had to cross the desert sand under the hot weather with only the water he could carry. When the traveler stopped for a visit, I think he suddenly hoped for something to eat or drink from a generous and hospitable host. So in today's Gospel, Luke presents Martha and Mary as two sisters who were both interested in the Lord, two women who both want to please our God. The difference between them is the way in which they go about trying to please our Lord Jesus Christ. Martha takes the way of service or working for the Lord. Mary takes a way of relationship or being with the Lord. So hospitality is not how many dishes you can put on the table, but hospitality also is to spend a little time with the traveler, listen to their stories. So in our daily life, maybe many people come to you and say, I'm a Martha because I spend more time serving and ministering to God's people. Or others will tell you that, I am Mary because I can spend the whole day in church praying. The problem here is, so we don't have a choice to be either Martha or Mary. We have to be both. We need to integrate our prayers and our service in our Christian lives. And I remember Saint Teresa one day told the sister coming out from the chapel and told Sister Teresa of Avila that she just had a wonderful moment, experience of the vision with God. And in prayer, God had seemed very close to her, and she really can be there in the chapel for the whole day. And Sister Teresa replied to her sister. She said, "That's very nice, but now I believe that you have to peel the potatoes and you have to go to the kitchen and prepare the meal for the sister." So prayer and service, listening and doing, they go together. The good disciples of God who know how to pray and how to serve. So my brothers and sisters, today let us remind one another to be both person who pray and the person who do. So whenever we pray, let's pray with attentive ears, mind, and hearts. And when we do, let us do with a great love and compassion toward others. Amen.
Amen. Amen.